AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Adjectives like historic, epic, and monster are being used to describe the winter storm that is forecast to strike the mid-Atlantic states late tomorrow into Saturday and Sunday. But the director of the National Weather Service says the storm will bring more than snow to the region.
We have the potential for significant coastal flooding events. We're looking at potential flooding in the Delaware Bay area, all the way up the New Jersey coast, up towards Long Island and New York City.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says his state is preparing for all kinds of winter weather.
The western parts of the state are expected to see very heavy snow. Snow, sleet, and ice are expected in the parts of the Triad in the central part of the state. Gusty high winds, ice, and rain are expected in northern coastal areas.
The governor of Maryland is declaring a state of emergency starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
If you don't have to drive, don't drive. If you don't have to leave your home, don't.
The governor of Virginia declared a state of emergency at 8 o'clock this morning and has just activated 500 National Guardsmen. Residents in the Washington, D.C. area are still furious about the region's response to an inch of snow last night that turned into ice.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is apologizing to commuters who spent hours on icy roads after an inch of snow fell.
We are very sorry for an inadequate response.
But she points out the worst is yet to come.
Blizzard conditions in Washington, D.C. bringing up to 20 inches of snow over the weekend.
And don't even think about going to the grocery store.
The line for the quick checkout started to wrap around the entire store and block all the aisles. And then lines of about 20 to 30 people started forming in all the regular checkout aisles.
That's Josh Honeycutt in Washington. I'm Rita Foley.
This is AP Radio News. Former Oklahoma City police officer Daniel Holtzclaw has been sentenced after being convicted of rape and sexual assaults.
An Oklahoma County District Judge formally sentenced Holtzclaw to 263 years in prison. That was the number of years that the jury recommended for these assaults on 8 different women.
AP correspondent Sean Murphy reports victims spoke at the sentencing hearing.
All of the victims said that they remain fearful. They get fearful when they go outside. They feel fearful when police pull up behind them. And they basically just all told the judge that they still suffer lingering effects of these sexual assaults.
An Atlanta area grand jury has indicted a police officer who fatally shot an unarmed naked man. And Alabama is preparing to put to death a condemned killer. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.